passion and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 Podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
And the famous bridge in Jacksonville that everybody talks about as you head toward the stadium. Let's say hello to you. Say hello to everybody here for the second half of the show. It's really fun. I was able to meet some people a minute ago. Met Stacy Searle's mom, who was just a phenomenal player at Auburn under Pat Dye in the mid '80s, and now of course he coaches at UGA. That is not an uncommon thing to see that axis of Auburn and Georgia. Let's take a few phone calls here. We have a million guests coming, but a rare moment to sneak a few folks in. I usually see this guy when I'm down here in Jacksonville. Dominique, what's going on?
Paul, man, I teach school, and I referee on Friday night. I got a Friday night football game tonight as an umpire on Friday night, Paul.
I can't tell you how many times I've been talking to you while we were in Jacksonville, so I miss seeing you.
I'm seeing you. I'm going to come in tomorrow at the live SEC Nation with my Alabama stuff on. But Paul, I want to talk about Florida and Georgia first. I really, truly believe Florida is going to beat Georgia tomorrow, and I'm going to be so happy. And I'm going to say roll, die, roll, Paul. So we're going to see Georgia in the SEC Championship, and we're going to knock them out the playoff, Paul. What do you say about that?
Now, are you serious here, Dominic? I know you're not drinking before doing a game.
No, I'm just, Paul, I really believe Florida's going to beat Georgia tomorrow. You cannot replace a tight end like Brock from Georgia. You can't duplicate that. And if Florida don't turn the ball
over. Well, no, you're right. You couldn't duplicate him if he was the quarterback, but I don't need to tell you. You understand the game. You can figure it out when you've got somebody very talented. I mean, you can't overcome the intangibles, Dominique, but you can survive with a team as talented as Georgia.
Well, Paul, I'm calling the show on Monday with Florida winning, and I'm going to get ready for LSU and Alabama, and I'm out of here. Roll damn time.
By the way, is that typical of an Alabama fan who just completely disregards the rest of the schedule and starts talking trash about meeting Georgia? Dominique, I hope you do a better job officiating that game tonight. Mike is up next in Florida. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Paul, how you doing this afternoon? I guess you're doing good because I just left you.
By the way, I met Mike. I came in when I was about to come over here. Tim Tebow told me he had run into Mike. And told me your backstory, Mike, and about how the Gators have played such a big role in you overcoming some very challenging things. And it was an honor to meet you. And I've talked to you before, but I've never met you.
Well, thank you. And I want to tell everybody out there, if they miss this Friday show, they're missing everything. Because your show is so inclusive. I met Roman. I met Marty, I met McGee, I met Tim, Jordan, which I still owe him a dinner, and I actually, the crowning moment was I got to meet you, and that truly is a crescendo on my Friday afternoon. Now, I will be at the game tomorrow, but I don't think the game will ever amount to what I did this afternoon, meeting all of y'all, so I must say kudos to the SEC network, because they put on this all-inclusive thing. And any fan out there, if you're missing this, then you're missing the best part of the whole thing.
Well, Mike, it's a pleasure to hear from you and to meet you and many, 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 many more. We appreciate it. You be well. You take care of yourself. Let's check out Elliot next in South Carolina. Hello, Elliot.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
We are doing great.
I was just calling in reference to old Dominique. He sounds like an Alabama fan, but I say go damn dogs this weekend.
Yeah, by the way, I've met Dominique a number of times, and he has come here dressed to the hilt in in crimson. And listen, that's what makes fans great. But I would advise Dominique maybe to get past LSU first.
Amen. Go Dawgs, Paul.
Thank you very much for your call. Appreciate it. Let's check out Angelo next. Hello, Angelo.
How's it going?
We are doing great. Thank you.
I just gonna ask you, what do you think about that Georgia-Florida game? I'm a Gator, and I'm hoping our Gators can get it pulled off.
Well, help me here. I always look for an edge when I come down to a game like this, and you get the best information from fans like you. Give me, Angelo, some reason to believe the Gators can win, because you know what? I haven't heard one yet.
Well, I mean, the way, which I know it's a big difference between South Carolina and Georgia, but a lot of people didn't think we'd beat South Carolina and we put off the upset.
Well, hold on just a second, Angelo. You're talking about beating, it was on the road, but you're talking about a terrible defense. You came from behind, but you're trying to use beating South Carolina as a measuring stick to come down here and beat Georgia?
Well, I mean, my thing is, I think we can get it done because we've got ETN for one, and for two, we're playing in Jacksonville, and
Angelo, hold on. What in the world does playing in Jacksonville have to do with it?
Because they don't have us as a home team.
That might make a difference of about one iota of nothing. Are you serious?
Yeah. So who do you have winning?
Hey, who do I have winning? Who do you think I have winning?
Probably Georgia.
Well, I want to pick Florida. Let me just try something out for you. Maybe you guys could. Okay, tomorrow and it's not a big deal, but it is on national television. So Laura Rutledge will say, okay, Paul, who are you picking in this game? And we'll have a big crowd here. And I'm going to say, you know, I've kind of gone back and forth. I was going to pick the Dogs. I had the Dogs by 17 until Angelo from Tennessee called, and he said you have to pick the Gator. Now, where are you from in Tennessee, Angelo?
I'm from Gatlinburg.
I didn't mean to throw you a trick question.
Because people tell me that I'm from Tennessee, I ought to be a Vol fan. I can't stand the Vols, and I'm glad them Gators got that win when they played the Vols.
So you're up there in Dolly World, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been to Gatlinburg. Well, what do you do in Gatlinburg?
I used to work for the city of Gatlinburg, but now I do construction work.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good profession. I was afraid you were going to tell me this when I said, what do you do in Gatlinburg? And I was afraid you were going to tell me you're an odds maker. And because meanwhile, back to Saturday again, Laura Rutledge asked me, okay, who you got, Paul? I was going to pick Georgia by 17. However, I talked to a guy named Angelo who works construction in Gatlinburg, and he told me I have to pick Florida. And I said, why did I have to pick Florida? He said, the key to the game is this. Everybody ready? Florida is the home team. So I'm going to pick Florida because they are the home team, thanks to you, Angelo.
I just think.
Hey, Angelo, do you do home building, business construction? What kind of construction?
Business construction. I go and build all the foundations and stuff for all the businesses going up.
Okay, well Angelo, I tell you this in conclusion. I was thinking about building a house here in about a year or two. Remind me not to hire you to lay the foundation. We'll take a short break. We're back here in Jacksonville after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
We are back here in Jacksonville. It's time for Around the Table with the Honey Baked Ham Company. And as you can tell, I'm here by myself. That's because Paul is, oh, there he is. Hey, Paul, you're back. We're live on TV. You were visiting with your fans.
It's really a very specific thing. A young lady out there was looking at a couple of schools to study in communication and journalism, and I was trying to help her. And I totally forgot that we were doing the show.
Well, you know what? I just want to brag on Paul here for a moment because he does spend so much time, especially with young people who are wanting to get into this business. We actually have two student journalists who are up next on the show after me, which is one of my favorite things that you do. What an incredible opportunity for them, but also for all of you out here. Look how excited they are, Paul. They're talking about, hey, guys. But what an amazing thing that you would be so generous with your time and with your advice.
Well, thank you for saying that. Laura Rutledge joining. Oh, I guess you've already introduced yourself.
No, I try not to introduce my. I introduced your show, though.
Well, here we are.
What an honor.
You
that
were not
cool.
here last year.
I was not. I was in London. It's very rare that I've ever missed this game. I think that was like one of the only times in probably 10 years I haven't been here.
So, I mean, I can't help but think about you in this game as a student.
Wait, there are funny stories about it. Have I told the story to you before about how I got here to cover the game? Okay.
So do you actually remember covering a game down
here? So I work for the on-campus radio station, as you know, WRUF, and I wanted to be able to prove that, you know, I could go and get really good sound at a road game, because a lot of times they didn't have it in the budget. You know, I didn't have a car, so I actually didn't have a license until I was 21. That's a whole other story.
It will be in the book that I'm doing on you.
It's not that interesting, but it's just...
Tell all.
Yeah, exactly. Can't wait for that. Oh, we're back on that. We hadn't talked about that in a while.
Well,
but anyway,
I've been busy writing it.
I know. I'm scared. So
it'll be out in July.
Uh-oh. Okay. Well, a good month for me. So
you can get it on Amazon right now.
I hate you. So I was trying to get here because I wanted to, you know, really work hard.
Sure.
And the only way that I could figure it out was to ride on a fraternity bus. So I rode a frat bus here and back just to come and cover the game. I promise you, I had my radio recorder on this fraternity bus trip.
Is it safe to assume there were a lot of drinking going on?
Not me, but there could have been. It just wasn't me, though. I was on the job.
How did you...
It was either that or I was hitchhiking. So I thought.
How did you commandeer? Just the idea of Laura Rutledge going to somebody from this frat and saying, "Hey, I would like."
I need a ride to the game.
You think that was a tough decision for the frat boys?
Well, I think it probably was.
Which
because
frat
they're
was
like,
it?
This
you
is
know,
not going to, it was Fidelt.
Fidelt, oh.
But so it wasn't going to be fun, though, for anybody because I was just, you know, I was going to be sitting
with my radio reporter. Serious radio reporter. Okay, so you made it down.
I made it here. So then I go and cover the game, and I was all excited about that. I mean, you got to remember, like, I believe this was the 2008 season. So incredible time, national championship season. And what
an
amazing...
By the way, the Dogs started the season number one in the country, I believe.
That's right, yes. And then
Alabama
Florida
destroyed
went on the
them
yes,
at home.
And Florida then, of course, continued to have success. So I covered the game. But so then, you know, the fraternity bus didn't leave until the next day. So then I'm trying to find somewhere to stay.
Josh Rutledge, you might want to turn the sound down.
Oh, it was such a bad deal.
Do you guys mind if I get to the bottom of the story? So the game's over. You finish up with all your taping.
Yeah, I did my post-game interviews.
Where'd you go?
The radio scrums. Well, so I had some friends who were staying in a hotel room, girls.
I bet.
And they were out, you know, on the town. I said, well, I'm not doing that, but could you tell me where you're staying? So they told me, so I went to the hotel. Well, then, of course, they're like, well, we're not giving you a room key because your name's not on anything,
right.
You know. So I had to wait in the lobby for them to come back, and then finally got into the room.
You have never told this story before.
No, and I think my parents are watching. They're probably like, "Oh my goodness!" But it was all relatively safe.
So, did you ride back with the boys?
I did. That was the only way back. And the whole time, I'm thinking, okay. You know, I really needed to edit the sound that I had gotten.
Oh, sure.
So I was trying download all the sound.
Here.
This was back when it was back in, you know, almost like your old days of like these
not
old,
quite.
these old recorders and we had the microphones and stuff. But yeah, you know, listen, I think it all goes back to even you helping out these students over here, giving advice. There are a lot of people that ask
so
us.
So on the way back.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I would have gone right back because I'm a serious student and I don't but,
yeah, but
what,
Paul,
what time
the bus
so
going
what time
right
did the
back?
Bus leave by like 4 in the afternoon and everybody woke
no,
up
no you know what it was a little early because I think people were a little groggy little froggy from the night before
you mean
I
any,
was
mean,
fine
you mean any cute boys on the way back
I don't think so
if I dealt I figured you could kind of sample the crowd see
are you familiar with them
occasionally I've heard of Fidel.
Yeah, so, no, I was, and I'm sure they were like, you know, wow, she's a whole lot of fun. She's back there with her radio recorder.
And right now, all those Fidelts who are 15 years later are going, and all their Fidel wives are going, were you with Laura Rutledge?
That's funny. Oh, man. But I mean, it is funny, those bus trips. That's how a lot of students
anytime I've ever been on one of those buses, there was a keg. It was like some beer
on
company.
On the bus?
Well, not a keg, but a beer. It was like a dispenser.
Oh, really?
Because a lot of times the beer companies would entertain frats.
How many of those did you go on?
Not many.
Don't
try, okay?
You're trying me. I'll try
my
you right
stories,
back.
I can't tell on the air.
Oh, well, what do you mean, Paul?
Because I'm not covering something up like you're doing right here.
I'm not covering anything
up. Oh, yeah.
Up.
I mean, all
I
of a sudden,
you
get down here, you cover the game, you innocently are at the microtel waiting for your buddies to show up, and then we kind of skip about 14 hours.
Well, a lot of those were in the lobby sitting there with my
radio. Yeah, so I'm sure once your friends came back, you all said, oh, let's all go out and get a cheeseburger. I mean, it's Jacksonville on the night of the
I will say, as someone who loves to people watch, that night had some specifically insane people watching, even for me, which I.
And look at you now, all these years later, what's that? How many years has that been?
Well, okay, so that was 2008. So what year is it now?
2000, let me check. That's 15 years later.
Golly, I'm old. Tootin' Sally's. I was a sophomore, I guess, at that point. So at least it wasn't like that was when I left school. But anyway,
You want to tell us anything else about your
Florida
day? I
think I'm good. I can't. How did I get on that? How'd you get me there? You know what was so funny? Somebody was telling me this last night about you. I was at Danny Werfel's charity event.
I bet.
Amazing. They were saying that you have this thing. Oh, wait. The person who was telling me this was Steve Spurrier. This is a true thing. Steve Spurrier goes, yeah, Paul, he's got that thing about him where you just end up saying more than you planned on. And I was like, that is so true. By the way, head ball coach, what a legend, man.
He is.
He's so cool. And Jerry, his wife, might be cooler.
She's really cool. She's probably the coolest coach's wife of all time.
I think so, too. She was amazing. At one point in the – so this event – raises money for Desire Street Ministries, amazing cause. But they had all the tables, and Coach was supposed to be at one of the front tables because we were going to be interviewing him. I look over to introduce him, and he's nowhere to be found, but Jerry's sitting there. He had gone, like, somewhere in the back. He's sitting at some whole different table just talking to people, and she's just sitting there. She's like, whatever.
See, I mean, you didn't really live or cover sports in the age of Spurrier, but, I mean, he was – it's hard to characterize how important he was and how controversial he was.
Well, it was interesting. So a lot of last night was honoring the great Vince Dooley and remembering him. And as Barbara Dooley said, she sent us a video. It's the one-year anniversary of
him being
in heaven. Yeah, and that was her message to the crowd. But one of the things that Coach Spurrier talked about was how different he and Coach Dooley were, but how much respect he had for him. And I think to your point, you know, Dooley was all class and always, hey, you know, the other team's better than us. They're so good. We have to watch out for them, you know, despite how good Georgia was. And Spurrier was just, I'm going to tell it like it is. It was so different at that time, right?
The thing about them, they were both men of high caliber, high principle. But I'll tell you a quick Spurrier story.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I've ever told this one on the air, but a lot of people back in Birmingham will recognize it. So there was a guy in Birmingham who was head of a big company who ended up going to jail for insider trading and $1 billion fraud.
Wow.
And he was also the title sponsor of the golf tournament. that happened a little bit later, but because we were playing in a group, that's when I played golf, with the CEO and Randy Owen, who's the lead singer of the group Alabama.
Yeah.
Famous guy. And everybody hit shots. I mean, nothing spectacular. I think the pro may have been, I think it was Lee Trevino.
Huh.
And so this guy, the CEO, there were a couple of thousand people around this hole, because this is where they dropped the buses off. So everybody was. So the guy, like, swung and whiffed.
Ooh.
And the ball fell off the tee.
Oh.
And in golf, that's a shot. So
he
picked the ball back up, put it on the tee. I mean, I knew, but who cares? It's a charity pro-am.
Right.
We're walking to the back, and it's his and Spurrier, they didn't really want Spurrier there anyway, but I interceded with my friend Gene Hallman.
We spent time with Gene last.
So we're walking to the hole, and Spurrier was – people all over said, what's with that guy? I said, well, Coach. He said, he cheated. I mean, you could hear it to the stadium. And I said, it's okay. He said, no, I'm not playing with a cheater.
Uh-uh.
And, I mean, that's who he is.
Yeah, it is.
And a couple of years later, we were playing in the same group, and we were on the same hole. And Spurrier told the story to the crowd. He said, yeah, that guy's in jail right now. I was right.
Comedic timing is unbelievable. He's sharp as a wit, too. I mean, just everything is so fun and so interesting. And he's a personality. He's always has been, but continues to be. It's so much fun to be a part of.
Okay, but I know they're rushing me, but I don't really care.
They haven't said a word, Paul. What are you hearing?
Well, I just saw what time it was.
Sorry.
It doesn't matter.
Trying to kick me out of here.
What do you guys want to know from Laura? Any other?
I love you guys. My people. Hi. Oh, Reese and Jack's pick. Oh, by the way, Reese and Jack's pick is a doozy tomorrow. I'll just say it that way.
It's a big surprise. I like this guy, Jack.
Jack is cool. Jack, here's what I'll tell you about tomorrow. They pick different teams. Jack turned 5 months this week. He's making his own decisions.
Okay, so think about this. Jack's got some influences from other people than Laura Rutledge. Reese is the daughter of a Florida fan. This is hard to figure out.
I mean, no, you got to wait and see.
This was during Urban Meyer's tenure.
It was, yeah. That was when I covered the team.
Yeah.
I was a student reporter from, really, I didn't cover football in 07. That was my freshman year. I covered mostly volleyball, some soccer. But then I started covering football that following year.
I know you want to know this, but, I mean, did you ever date Tebow?
Oh, my God. I can't believe you asked me that. Here's the best way to say it.
Fair question.
All right. All right. So my maiden name.
I mean, if you're on the campus in 2007
answer,
and 8, would that not be
all right,
somebody
well,
that
no,
seems like it would
because,
be to me?
Well, let me just explain a few things. Well, so
I'm just curious.
My maiden name is McKeeman. Tim Tebow had no idea who Laura McKeeman was. And I was sticking a microphone in his face on a regular basis. But I think he had plenty of other things to think about and worry about. He was very focused on football. And he was a larger-than-life rock star. I still am a nobody, Paul.
I want
so
to
the
offer this. And,
no.
And I think we all can be thankful for a couple of things.
Oh, no. I'm scared.
If Tebow had dated Laura Rutledge...
But it didn't.
None of the great things that he accomplished later probably would have been possible.
What? Are you saying I'm a bad influence?
Yes.
Oh.
I just can't. I mean, Tim is pure, and everyone knows what he's. And just getting into your world, you would have ruined this poor guy.
Oh. He gives me such a bad rap. What in the world? Okay, well, reality is the great thing I'm thankful for now is that, you know, Tim and I are such good friends, and I love his wife, Demi.
Yeah.
And you know what? I thought we were friends, but no more, Paul Feinbaum. I'm done with you.
Yep, let's hear it for Laura Rutledge.
Hooey on you.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We were talking about this a few minutes ago, about the segments we try to do every week, and I think we've been pretty successful. And we're talking about the student reporters. Owen Wharton returns. I think you've made a few appearances on the show from the Red and Black, and Jackson Rays from the Independent Florida Alligator. Guys, thank you very much. Jackson, let's talk about the Gators for a second, because people are trying to find a path to victory. I haven't found one yet, so help me out.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough for them tomorrow just to try and keep it competitive. But, you know, I think if there's any chance for them to win the game, it's staying ahead of schedule. You know, Georgia's defense is so talented, but, you know, Florida has a very talented duo of running backs and ETN and Montrell Johnson. So I think if they're able to move the ball well, and if they can, you know, not get caught in these third and long situations because they've really struggled to convert third downs, then I think that'll be the key to trying to pull an upset tomorrow.
And Owen, there's just been an obsession over Brock Bowers. Are we making too much out of this? There are good backups and replacements, but talk about the importance that we yeah, won't be I, seeing I mean, from him.
I think it's interesting because Brock really is as advertised, and I think everyone's kind of seen that. There's a reason he's leading this team in receptions. There's a reason that he's leading this team in receiving yards. I mean, he's a talented player, but I don't think we should discount the other players on this team. Ladd McConkey, I believe, sits at seventh in total receiving yards for this team, and that's a guy that was getting, you know, some NFL buzz earlier into the season before suffering a back injury. So I think that's a guy that we absolutely need to keep an eye on.
Is he healthy now?
I think he is. Okay. It looks like, especially last week, he was getting multiple targets. And, you know, that was the first time all season that he was getting multiple targets. So I think that's a guy. But it feels like, again, Marcus Rosemy Jack-Saint's been playing really well this season. We've got Ra-Ra Thomas, Dominic Lovett. Lovett had his first touchdown last week. And then even the sophomore Oscar Delp. All of these players are really, really talented. But I don't think it's anything to say that Brock Bowers won't be missed, but Georgia certainly still has weapons, just maybe not in the caliber that Brock's level.
Jack, so let's talk about what I think can only be described as a roller coaster ride this year for the Gators. Really an impossible first game, come back, get some of it back against Tennessee, and then throw it away again against Kentucky, and then get it right back against South Carolina. What's it been like to watch?
Yeah, it's been interesting. You know, starting at the beginning of the season when they lost that opener, Utah, and then, you know, two games later, as you mentioned, they pull off that upset against Tennessee. It's just it kind of felt like a tale of two teams. You know, they're at home. The defense looks great. Guys like Prince Umanmielen, Cam Jackson are great on that defensive front. Guys like Ricky Pearsall has taken an ascension this year. He's about to break all his career highs as a receiver midway through the season. And you know, freshmen like Trey Wilson have already taken, you know, emergence. He's just such a talented and fun player to watch. So, and then they go on the road and they've just really struggled. And I think that South Carolina game, the last game they played, where, you know, they showed a lot of resiliency after going down 10 points. We saw Graham Mertz for, you know, the first time this season really push the ball down the field. Maybe that wasn't the most accurate pushing the ball down the field, but he did have that ability to do that and rely on the weapons that he has. So, if they can build on that performance against South Carolina, albeit maybe not the most talented South Carolina team, but that's still an impressive road victory, then this team can slowly put it together in a year or two where a lot of fans and people around the SEC didn't expect Florida to maybe be at 5-2 at this point heading into the Georgia matchup.
Yeah, we had, who was it? Stuart Mandel, pretty prominent guy, editor-in-chief of college football for The Athletic. He came on this program in August and predicted the Gators to go 3-9.
Yeah, and, you know, I never...
Stuart's paying attention, but he's going to be very wrong.
Yeah, I never saw Florida being that bad. You know, I will say they're a little ahead of schedule than I maybe anticipated. And, you know, wins against Tennessee and going on the road and actually winning a game, which is something that, you know, Florida fans have been waiting to see under Napier, has been really impressive. But, you know, I think if Florida continues this consistent
play. But I don't want to rain on the parade.
Yeah.
But you got UGA tomorrow, Arkansas, which seems like a win, although they're a mercurial team at LSU and Florida State. I mean, there's some
potential
carnage ahead.
It's a gauntlet for sure, but, you know.
But say things are going well as quickly as you can and get it out of the way. Cause I think that Arkansas game is really maybe the key to the season.
Oh, yeah.
You get past that and you really are going to have a good season.
Yeah, because, you know, maybe not necessarily getting a win tomorrow against a very talented Georgia team, but then, you know, you beat Arkansas if you handle business, and you're 6-3 at that point, and, you know, you still have a gauntlet, as you mentioned, with LSU on the road, Missouri on the road, and close out with FSU.
Oh, excuse me, I forgot about Missouri.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm not buying as much stock as I was a minute ago. I'm glad you correctly mentioned the schedule.
Oh, yeah.
And the narrative on Georgia has been completely different. They started the season, nobody was doubting that they were going to win it again. And suddenly there's a lot of doubt even that they'll be number one next Tuesday night. Does that matter to the folks that you talk to?
I don't think so. And I think there's a certain level of pride that does come with being number one, right? I think that kind of sits with them. But you look at a million different polls around everywhere. I mean, being number one is not the end-all be-all for this team. But I still
ask Tennessee how it worked out.
Exactly. So I think ultimately the biggest thing for them is just playing well. and continuing to play well and continuing to have performances like they did against Kentucky. Right. And while I'm expecting this game to be close, I do know when they came into playing Kentucky, Devin Leary had negative rushing yards. And Georgia's biggest weakness this season has been that quarterback run, as we saw in Auburn. Graham Mertz also has negative rushing yards this year as well. That's another interesting thing. So if Georgia can put up another performance against Florida like they did against Kentucky, I think that narrative will shift again as it did early on. You know, we saw Georgia's votes decline before that Kentucky game and then shoot back up after. So while I don't think it really matters for this team, I still see them as the number one team myself. And I think another big win against a still an impressive Florida team, I think, would put them in that position.
Owen Warden and Jackson Rays. Guys, really appreciate you coming by. It's always so special for us to be able to mine the young minds of young reporters. I think from what I've seen on campuses across this league, I mean, we got some great young communicators ahead, and you two guys are at the top of that list. Thanks so much for being here.
No, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
It was a pleasure.
It is our pleasure. We will take a break. We are live in Jacksonville.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We still have an hour to go. A number of guests will drop by. We'll get Doring's predictions, and a couple of local writers will join us in the final hour. Let's grab a call or two here. Mark is up next in Florida. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We're doing great.
Okay, you asked why Florida would beat Georgia, right?
That is correct.
Oh, well, you send out a fight to Florida.
What's that, Mark?
Have you been down to the fight to Florida?
No, I have been unable to get there.
Well, there's a certain person who's going to practice a lot. He's going to have a lot more of the games going
Saturday. You want to, for those of us who aren't at Florida practices every day, you want to give us some roadmap to what you're talking about?
Well, let's just say the 90s might come back tomorrow.
Okay. Well, hey, Mark, Mark, thanks very much. I'm a great mystery reader. You got Sherlock Holmes, all the great mysteries of modern mankind, and I still have no idea what you're talking about there. Anyway, Jace is next up in Augusta. Go right ahead.
Hey, Paul. I think you find your Larry in Tennessee in Angelo.
I think you're right.
I think it was wasted.
But, and by the way, I don't think it was on alcohol. I think it was on something that will put you in jail for 20 years.
Well, I'm making a little prediction here. I think Georgia wins this ball game 45-17 tomorrow. I think it's going to be close. And as far as the last caller you had, I have no idea what in the hell he was saying.
Well, I was wondering because I watch the NFL. I was wondering in college football, can you pick somebody up on free like off the waiver wire for one game? Because it seemed like maybe he was leaning in that direction. Maybe he saw a former Maybe he saw Tebow at practice yesterday and thinks that Tebow could play one more game.
And you know what? I don't even think that would help them this week, Paul.
Because, Jace, I've got to tell you, I am perfectly sober. I mean, 100% sober right now. I'm not promising I'll be that way in an hour in this town on the night before this game. But
oh, hell no. Not in Jacksonville.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a moderate judge of information. It's what I trained in as a reporter. But, I mean, you could give me 8,000 guesses about what the guy was talking about, and I couldn't get one right.
I have no idea. I mean, that was like an AC call.
Maybe, you know, how about this? Maybe he saw Spurrier at practice yesterday. And maybe he thinks Spurrier is going to call the plays tomorrow. Maybe he saw Brandon Spikes and thinks he's going to. I don't know. I tell you what, I think the guy has watched Swamp Kings one too many times.
Well, ATN's not going for 80 yards tomorrow.
Maybe ATN's brother was there. Maybe ATN's brother was there as well. They're going to do a double tandem in the backfield. Anyway, thanks for the call. We are running short on time.
All right, thanks, Paul. Thank you,
and
buddy.
For that, I am grateful. We'll be back. One more hour to go.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.